USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California is lifting COVID-19 restrictions in the state Tuesday. Bars and restaurants can open fully. Social distancing rules are cut, and fully vaccinated folks can stop wearing masks in most situations. Still, conflicting messaging from California officials has one restaurant owner scratching her head.
Do our vaccinated employees need to mask, not mask? Cal OSHA's messaging is different than the governor's messaging. Maybe Thursday it'll be clearer, but it might be June 28th. And it's just like, I have employees going, can I take this thing off now? I'm vaccinated.
Cynthia Ariosa on Fox News. Arizona's audit of the 2020 election is close to being finished. Former Arizona Secretary of State Kent Bennett has been monitoring the 2.1 million ballots from Maricopa County. The review won't change the outcome of the election, but some Trump supporters believe it will turn up evidence to support his narrative of election fraud. USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. What's this?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Feeds Jerky at PistolFeedsJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco Busting Hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolFeedsJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolFeedsJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Will brick-and-mortar businesses survive the comeback from the COVID-19 lockdown? One major mall owner is filing for bankruptcy. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Mall owner Washington Prime Group is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The company that owns more than 100 shopping centers filing late Sunday, blaming the coronavirus pandemic for creating what it called significant challenges. The company's CEO saying restructuring will enable the company to right-size its balance sheet and position the company for success moving forward. The filing isn't a surprise, as retail analysts had noted that malls were struggling before the pandemic kneecapped in-store shopping. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Governor Gavin Newsom is set to hold the grand prize drawing of California's Vax for the Win lottery Tuesday as the state fully reopens its economy. To be eligible, you must be at least 12 years of age and have at least received one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border has one governor stepping up to protect its people. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
As thousands of illegal immigrants each month continue to cross the southern border, one border state's governor is taking steps to protect his residents. Texas Governor Greg Abbott tells Fox News about the moves he's making on the border.
It's a multi-step strategy. First, we are increasing arrests. We're setting up situations where if you're stepping into the state of Texas, you're going to be stepping into an area for which there was a no trespassing zone. Because I have declared a disaster, if you are arrested for trespassing, it is immediately a jail-based offense up to 180 days in jail or higher. And then we're adding to that working with locals as well as local residents, we are beginning this week to add fencing along the border where if that fencing is disturbed, that is vandalism. That is another crime for which we can arrest people coming across our border into the state of Texas.
Governor Abbott is expected to announce a plan for the state to build a border wall later this week.
The crisis at the border is a result of the Remain in Mexico immigration policy being eliminated by the current administration. NASA is planning for multiple commercial deliveries to the moon's surface. Included are three new scientific investigation payloads. Two of the payloads will land on the dark side of the moon, a first for NASA. The PRISM projects call for lunar deliveries between late 2021 through 2028. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.